Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise God, everybody. This is Apostle Delilah M. Gamble coming to you from End Times Deliverance Ministry. Amen. We know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty on tonight. And we're looking for God to have his way in the midst of his people. So many people's hearts are broken on tonight. Their hearts are heavy. Many are wondering how things are going to work out and turn out for them on tonight. Many are worried about their kids. They're worried about their loved ones. But I come to tell you on tonight, if God take care of the birds of the air, then what about your situation? And then Jesus asked a question. He said, aren't ye more valuable than the birds? Amen. That means that the birds, they don't have a soul. So you have a soul. So that makes you more valuable than the birds, all the birds that fly in the sky. Amen. So we're going to go into prayer. We're going to ask the Lord to just have his way as he began to move among his people, as he began to breathe upon us. Let us inhale his power so that he can give us clear directions on what we need to do in this hour that we're living in. We're living in an hour where people really don't want to hear what God has to say. They like to overlook the voice of God, the tugging, the pulling. But until something happens, they want to listen then. So we come before you, O gracious Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that you sent among us to dwell among us. And not just to dwell among us, but to live in us. For the ones that desire your spirit to live in them, Father God, we ask that you magnify yourself and your people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for your apostolic power that you're getting ready to speak a divine word into the souls of your people, unto the broken soul, unto the lost soul, unto the confused soul, unto the suicide soul, unto the helpless, unto the hopeless soul. Father God, we thank you that you're God all by yourself and you don't need no help. Father God, you said in your word that you're the God of all flesh. You said, is there anything too hard for you to do on tonight? And from my past experience of dealing with you, there's nothing too hard for you to do, God. Father God, we ask that you increase our faith when we're weak in faith. Father God, we ask that you increase our faith. Father God, cause us to see your faith on another level in this wicked world where people feel like you don't even exist. We ask you, Father God, to let your spirit cover us and hover us as we travel on the highways, the dangerous highways, the byways. Father God, as we get up in the morning to seek your face while you may be found, Father God, it is just so important for us to really love you with our whole heart, soul, and mind. Father God, we ask you that you have your way in this message on tonight. Father God, we ask that let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father God, we ask that as your kingdom come, your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Tonight we're going to talk about tonight's topic is meditate on the word. Don't hesitate on the word. Meditate on the word. Don't hesitate on the word. So we know that God wants us to understand his word and the true meaning of what he is really saying unto the church in this hour. So when God gave me that message, he began to show me there was a great hesitation in the spirit realm concerning his people, how they're hesitating on the word of God. And you know, some of them have so many distractions and they're doing 10, 20 things at one time. And some are being distracted by the enemy to cause these things to just keep reoccurring. But how many of you know that that is a dangerous place to be when we hesitate on the word of God? The Spirit of God told me that we all need to be educated by his Spirit. So before I read the Bible and before I even open it up, I ask God for his wisdom and his understanding. I don't want to be walking in the spirit of error and cause somebody to be lost or misinterpretate the scripture, and that is not what God is saying. So we know that God know his word because he is the living word. Amen. So I'm going to be coming to you tonight from the book of St. John, the 15th chapter, and the first verse. That's St. John, the 15th chapter, and the first verse. And Jesus began to say in the first verse, he said, I am the true vine. Amen. And my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, so that it would be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken unto you. And Jesus said in the fourth verse, he said, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Amen. That's a very powerful scripture. I hope that my voice is clear and loud. In that 15th chapter, Jesus began to explain himself to these religious people because he wanted them to know, you know, too many of them was trying to make like they was the vine. But Jesus began to say, I am the true vine. See, the true vine is that vine that's going to help you bear forth fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. Yes, Jesus is the true vine. Before you can bear any fruit, he has to do a cultivating in your spirit, a purging, a washing. It's so important that all of us, we get in touch with the true vine. Because you got some people trying to be like, they are the true vine. And they're teaching hypocrisy, doctrines of the devil. They're speaking a word of death instead of a word of life in your spirit. And you wonder why you can't go no farther in God. You wonder why you're stuck. You've been going there for 5 years, 3 years, and there's still no progress. It's because the spirit of the Lord is not bound. When God is in the midst, I always say he always leave a result. Everything God does is effective. He's accurate. I mean, God is always effective. Remember that, saints. God is always effective. Everything he does is effective. It's always an accurate God. It's always a result. You can draw substance from God's effectiveness in your life if we allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in our life. I'm telling you that the Lord would show up and he will show out. And this is where meditation come in at. See, we have meditation, we have meditating, and we have meditate. And I'm going to break it down. Just watch God. And Jesus said, I am the true vine and my Father. See, my Father, this is a personal walk. My Father is the gardener. Amen. God created this whole gospel of good news. He is the gardener of the gospel. He has to be the gardener because he created Jesus. He created the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say that again. God is a spiritual gardener. He created Jesus. He created the Holy Spirit. They did not create God. So that makes them the head owner. He is the owner, the rightful owner of this gardener. We are like a garden in God's eyes. And if God don't cultivate things that are stopping us from growing, from getting close to him, we won't be able to go forth into the things of God. That's why it's so important for us to meditate into the things of God and let God begin to educate us. And when he begins to educate us, he begins to edify us. Real godly education, it will cultivate everything that is like the enemy in your life. God will begin to uproot it. Uproot, that means he will begin to expose it. He will pluck it up. Amen. He will remove it. Because we know that we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven in a sinful state. It's just not going to happen. No way, no how. No can do. I say no way, no how, no can do. For the ones just come on the line, I am in St. John's, the 15th chapter. And I'm on the first verse, and I'm just reading down. And I'm just elaborating as God gave me the words to say. So if you notice in the second verse of St. John, the 15th chapter, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. And we know that when a gardener has a garden, they cultivate things that are getting in the way of the seed that is pushing up through the ground. You have those weeds. And weeds, they come in many different sizes, and they look different. All weeds do not look alike. So what I'm saying to you that all sins do not look alike, but I want to make something clear. There is no big sin. There is no little sin. But each sin will carry you deeper and deeper into the dimensions of sin. There's no black sin. There's no white sin. There's no Puerto Rican sin. There's no Italian sin. There's no Portuguese. There's no German. There's no Hispanic sin. Come on now. I say sin is sin. Amen. See, folks, they got all these theologian thoughts and these philosopher thoughts and all this stuff they done cooked up, cooking up their witches, calandro, trying to make sin look pretty. But I'm here to tell you the raw truth, just like God gave it to me. I'm going to tell you sin does not come in sizes. Amen. So if God don't cultivate us, we are going to be so lost. Yes, we're going to be so lost because now is the time that God can be found. Somebody said, well, what you mean? I mean, his Holy Spirit is still dwelling here among us on this earth. So we are still able to enter in into the presence of God and find God. And the only way you can find God is that you got to have God in you. You can't find what you don't have. Come on here, somebody. Many people are trying to find God, but they found the wrong God. They found the God of this world. They found the prince of the air. They didn't find the true and living God. Because when you find the true and living God, he always revealed the truth to you about you. He's not talking about your grandma around the corner. He's talking about you and the things that you need to be purged from and separated from. You know, that's the problem right there with the body of Christ. Y'all always looking at people, and you always point your finger at somebody, and every day, this is how you know it's an unclean spirit. You do it every day. Every day you do it. You point your fingers at them. Self-righteousness. See, when you meditate in the presence of the Lord, it's like soaking in a warm tub of water. And when you soak into the presence of God, you will find out that God will reveal the very thing that has been holding you captive. I'm going to say it again. God will reveal the very thing that is holding you captive. Do you really think the enemy wants us to get into the presence of God and find God? And God take us into the deep realm of the spirit? Because what is spirit, and what is flesh. It is vital to meditate on the word of God. Bring yourself under subjection. Some of y'all don't even do it. The only time you do it is when you get on these phone lines and that's not a relationship. That's a quick fix. That's an instant meal. When you meditate on God, God begins to educate us about ourselves. He begins to educate us about his word. It is so important that we as God's people, we allow God to educate us. God said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And some of y'all think y'all already know, but that what you know is not really what God has taught you. It's a mimicking spirit that can sound like God, but it can never produce the fruit of the spirit. So when we allow the Lord to show us how to meditate, because that hesitation spirit is the spirit of procrastination. It de-promotes you. It don't promote you. And I stand guilty tonight, saints. I didn't come to be deep on you. I'm being transparent. Because that spirit is real heavy among the saints of God. Procrastination is a form of witchcraft. Because it causes you to drag your feet against the will of God. When God say meditate, he means just what he say. He said, meditate upon these things. That means go into deep meditation, but the only way you can do it is by you having the Spirit of God in you. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. He didn't say we are two, because the reason why they're one is because they have the same what? Spirit. And it's holy. So in order for us to meditate upon the things of God, we have to want it just that bad. We have to want God better than we will want a brand new car. That car is temporary, but God is eternal. That house is temporary, but God is eternal. That job is temporary, but God is eternal. That marriage is temporary, but God is eternal. So when we allow the Lord to take us into the order of meditating in his presence, you will be like Jesus when he was in the garden of Gethsemane. The sweat began to fall from his forehead. And that's a form of purging. I'm going to say that again. Because see, somebody just got lost right there. Jesus is the walking word. So he was sweating for another whole different round. But I'm talking about us when we come into the presence of God. I don't know if anybody ever experienced, but I have, where you begin to sweat. And God say, I'm purging you. And before you know it, all your clothes are wet. They're soaking wet, and you got to go and take a shower because you've been into the presence of God. God been soaking you in his anointing, and he been showing you things that your eyes ain't never seen. He said, call unto me, and I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. That's where meditation comes in. That's where dedication come in. That's where commitment come in. Meditation, do it every day. How do we die daily? We must stay in the presence of God. You don't make time for God. You have time already lined up for God. You don't make time for God. You should have it already set up. That is out of order. That's so out of order. And then you wonder why your prayer wasn't effective. And it just really goes to show God your heart towards him. Okay, in the fourth verse of St. John, the 15th chapter, Jesus began to let them know, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. And you got these people with these out-of-order spirits, the Long Ranger. And I'm talking about religious church folks, and I'm talking about some of the saints of God, because some of the saints of God, they're just as bitter as the religious church folks. Because, see, some of them, they get too grown for their shoes. Jesus said, remain in me. Let me let my spirit live in you. Meditate upon me. Fellowship with me. Walk on the waters with me. And he said, I also remain in you. That means I ain't going nowhere. I'm here to stay. That's what Jesus is saying. And then he said, no branch can bear fruit by itself. And the devil has fooled so many of God's people and religious people and done told them, you ready to start your ministry. You ready to start your ministry. And you're not even following the orders of God. Without the vine, the branches cannot come forth. Without the branch, the fruit cannot be birthed forth. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, fruitful. Too many of God's people are barren. And you know why? Because they don't want to take rebuke. They look at that word rebuke like it's a cuss word. But how about when you get mad and somebody do something you don't like? How nasty is your mouth? I thank God for rebuking me. I don't have a problem with it because I'm not going to spend eternity in hell. Hell will not be my resident. I mean that. And Jesus said, no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Somebody say, it must remain in the vine. Come on, I need for you to say it a little louder, It must remain in the vine. Meditate upon that. The vine will give you new wine. The vine will give you fresh wine. Jesus is the true vine. And when he come into your life after you have accepted him, then he's the new wine. Ain't no alcohol in his wine. Ain't no Jack Daniels up in there. Ain't no gin. They say gin make you sin, but what about when you ain't drinking it? All right, we're just keeping it real now. So, Jesus said, no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. That means you ain't going to be nothing without God. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. It is so important for us to get into that place. And God, and the reason why God have to keep saying stuff over and over to some of us is because we hear and we let it go out that ear and it's just gone in the atmosphere. How many times does God have to keep repeating himself to you? You know, he say his spirit ain't going to always strive with man. Reason why he say man, because man is the head. That is the order of God. That don't mean man is the boss. But man is the head. Why come God say that? Because he was vexed when he said that. He was talking to the church people that got this world like it is now. It's not the sinner man, because they're not hiding who they are. They on the devil's side. But these church folks that run around the church building every day getting their exercise, bodily exercise, only profits us a little. It only shakes up the outside, but the inside is all tore up. I'm going to go to Psalms, the first chapter. Psalms, the first chapter. Stay with me, people of God. This is going to bless your soul. You're going to see God turn things around for you when you learn to listen to what God wants you to do and not what you think you should be doing. When you think you should be doing something, then it's not of God. Because one thing about God, God never think you should be doing something. He know you should be doing it. So we're going to clarify that. In Psalms, the first chapter, in the first verse, he said, blessed is the one who does not walk in the steps with the wicked, or stand in the way that the sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, who meditates, there it go again, on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by the streams. Pay attention to that word streams. There's an S behind that M. Which yield its fruits in its season. See, this is what happened when you remain in Jesus. You will yield your fruits in its season, and whose leaf does not wither. That means every little thing that you touch, it will prosper, the leaves. And whatever they do, prosper. The fourth verse, not so the wicked. They are like the chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. So I read that because I want you to understand the foundation of the scripture, what I was reading. I'm going to break it down through the Spirit of God. Blessing is the one, amen. Sanctified is the one who does not walk in the steps with the wicked. Amen. You got some saints, all right? Listen to what I'm saying. You got some people of God that are in step with the wicked. Who is the wicked? Them church folks. Come on now. Them religious church folks are stand in the way that the sinners take. Pay attention, people of God. King David was speaking from experience. He was speaking from the things that he had done, went through and had done labor through and had done push through. Who does not walk in the step. You are not in tune with the wicked. The wicked are those church folks that sit up there and act like they never did nothing wrong. They always had a good heart. And as soon as you make them mad, you'll see every last demon come up, surface up right before you. They begin to run their mouth. They begin to bring up your past. Because they see that your spirit is different from them. Don't think for one second that the enemy don't know your spirit. Or seek in the company of mockers. A company of mockers. That's more than 10 to 20 people. Church folks like to mock your destiny. They like to mock your ministry. They like to mock the things that God is doing in your life. They like to say all types of stuff, and they like to say, oh, that's all they do is go to church. That's all they do is preach that hard gospel. Ain't nothing to them. But watch this. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord? How many of you know that God's word is his law? And for the ones that take pleasure in the word of God. See, people take pleasure in everything but the word of God. And who meditates on his law day and night. That means that you got to be hungry. You got to be hungry enough to want to come into the things of God so that God can show you what is that. You need to know, and what is that you need to understand about who he is and what he is capable of doing in your life. Meditation equals edification. I'm going to say that again. Your meditation will unlock the spirit of edification. Edification is the spirit of inspiration. The spirit of inspiration is the spirit of elevation. You can't go into the deep things of God until you learn how to delight in the law of the word of God. Until you learn how to delight, meditate, enjoy the presence of God. These days, people don't want to enjoy the presence of God. They want to enjoy the presence of the devil. But David was giving them a insight. He was giving them a powerful nugget. He was rebuking these church folks. He was letting them know this is what you need to do. See, you around here, you hating on me because you see that I'm not like y'all. And you see that I'm serious about the things of God and that my heart is one with God. But if you want to know, well, I have a prophetic word to give you on tonight, to give you on today. Why come I have been so successful in the things of God? See, my success didn't come from a blink of an eye. It came through the process of progress. My progress taught me how to earn my success. Your success comes from meditating into the things of God. Giving God your whole mind. Somebody said, how do I give God my whole mind? It is a daily job. as you begin to grow in the Spirit of God, God will teach you how to give your whole mind to him, because a double mind is unstable in all its ways, and that will cause you to hesitate, percolate, perpetrate on the things of God. But when God have our whole mind, because see, a whole mind represent the mind of God. A sound mind represent the mind of God. A double mind represent the mind of the devil. I mean, there is another spirit there when your mind is double. And a lot of God's people need to be healed from that. A lot of God's people are double-minded. And that is not God. One minute you feel like you're on fire, next minute you feel like a block of ice. One minute you want to praise God, next minute you want to fight your brothers and sisters. And King David began to tell them in the third verse, he said, that person is like a tree. This is what happened when we meditate. See, God began to nourish us. See, nurturing equals nourishing. God began to nourish our spirit. That person is like a tree. That person is you. That person is me. He was letting the people know that the gospel of Jesus Christ is for everybody. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water. This is what meditation do. You got people that are doing demonic meditations, and they are committed to it. They are dedicated to it. They are in love with it. But who's going to love God enough to say, God, I delight myself in you. God, I will bless your name at all times. Your praises shall continually be in my mouth. That person is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. And this is why people miss God, because they're not meditating upon the things of God. They're not allowing God to educate them and take them from level C to level J. Which yield its fruit in its season. That means they didn't miss God, because they prepared themselves. They was desperate and hungry for the things of God. See, this is what meditation do. You got to ponder the word of God. Because, see, it is the order of God that we ponder his word. Because his word will begin to birth forth new revelations. Show us how to overcome things that we never thought that we can overcome. Following the instructions of the word of God, it's the living word. Because it's God. And whatever they do, prosper. This is what causes the body of Christ to be able to manifest the real glory of God. It's not an artificial glory that they've been blowing in the air, atmosphere here these last and evil days. Because the glory didn't bring no results. And you left out what's the thing you was. I'm to my a artificial glory. But see, this is where the glory of the Lord resides. Right here in our meditation time. It will teach us how to handle warfare, because we will always go through periods of warfare. Suffering through your warfare. Going through your warfare. And your meditation is the powerful weapon that you've been using by the power of the Holy Ghost to always come out victorious. That's why Paul began to say that we are more than a conqueror. See, a conqueror is limited, but we are more than a conqueror. That is because Jesus lives in us, because we understand that our meditation is the one that edifies, builds us up, reprove us, rebuke us. Meditation is a form of rebuke. I want y'all to hear this now. Because anytime you start really getting into the presence of the Lord, and you really start allowing God to have his way, and as you begin to meditate on the word of God and you don't hesitate, meditation is a form of rebuke, because you ain't letting nothing or no one distract you. You letting the devil know, look at here, Satan. For God I live and for God I die. Anytime we can hesitate on the things of God, that means that a witchcraft spirit has entered into our atmosphere, which is operating and connected to the spirit of rebellion. Make up your mind tonight that even though you got a job, you have to go to work in the morning, you have to be to work early. You have to be to work at 7 o'clock in the morning, some 8, some 9, and some 10. Some people work night shift. Do not go home and plop in the bed. You are grieving the Spirit of God. Don't do that. When you need God to do something, the first thing you do is, oh, God, come by here, Lord. Come by here, Lord. That's a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. When you don't meditate, that's what we're all doing. We are denying the true power of God. What power? The power of the Holy Ghost from really operating in our life. And some people, they have a form, and because they have a form of what looks godly, then they say that they have the Holy Spirit in their life. But religious spirits, they carry many forms that is looking like God. But when you get to the root, God is not there. There's no fruit, just a bunch of weeds. I want everybody to know we are all in this thing together. Meditation is a time of relaxing into the presence of God. God is holy. God is not the spirit of yoga. And y'all can get mad all you want to, but yoga didn't die for me. Zumba didn't die for me. Carmen didn't die for me. Jesus died for me. But a lot of y'all saints, y'all have allowed the enemy to creep in. Y'all to cut on jazz music. Yeah, yes you do. I see you in the spirit. And you sit up there, you listen to that jazz music, and you have your big old tall cup of wine. And you say, oh, this is my little meditation time. This is the way I relax. You're out of order. You're out of order. That is not God's way. That is another way people deny the true power of God. They don't want you to correct them. But I tell you what, I'd rather for God to correct me than for my soul to be lost in a burning hell. People don't want to preach about hell. But I want y'all to know that the Bible said that hell has opened up her mouth. Hell got a mouth. God wants y'all to know that. And she has enlarged herself. Because you know why? Because hell already know a lot of folks going to be down there. A lot of religious church folks. And some of God's people. Because God said, when I call, he refused. When I stretch out my hand, no man regards. That means that you didn't take God serious. You didn't take God serious. And too many people that are lukewarm. And see, these lukewarm people, they are really dangerous people. And I'm going to explain it to you. Lukewarm people are sometiming people. One minute they're on fire, and the next minute they're lukewarm. That means that there is another spirit there. Cold people are people that don't have the Spirit of God living in them. So we know that God is love. Cold people. That's why Jesus began to say to them seven churches, he said, I know your works. I know what you're working with. But hot people are people that have been meditating into the things of God. They will not allow the enemy to put a hesitation spirit on them. Because hesitation causes devastation. The Holy Ghost needs to say that again. See, hesitation causes a devastation in the spirit. A spiritual devastation. I encourage each person tonight on this phone, whether you are online listening or you're on your MP3, the Spirit of God is pleading with the people. Your meditation has been neglected for too long. 5 minutes is not meditation. 10 minutes is not meditation. You have to really go in, people of God. I want to know how many God chasers we got on the line tonight. See, I didn't come to get in the mic and be sounding like a preaching donkey. He honk. I come to tell you what God say. I come to let you know that we all need to get into a place where God can manifest his miracles, his power, his healing, his deliverance in the minds of the people, and so that we will be an army that is ready for battle, not sitting on the sideline drinking gin and juice. I want what God wants for his people, but you got to want it. I can want it all I want. But your meditation will cause you to mount up with wings as an eagle. People wonder how they're going to mount up with wings as an eagle. It's all in the book of Psalms, the first chapter, that ties in with the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter. See, that's why we have to meditate and study and search the word so that God can get the glory and the people can begin to understand the kingdom protocol of meditating in the presence of God, getting what they need, and then being able to go and strengthen their brothers and sisters in Christ. Being able to go and strengthen their brothers and sisters in Christ. Meditation helps you understand your assignment. Oh, I felt the shift right there. Yes. Meditating into the things of God. See, you can't meditate without the Holy Spirit revealing the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So teach us, God, and help us. Your meditation unto God is like a sweet aroma that is going up before the throne of God. And it begins to unlock the new glory of God in your life. And it causes you to mount up with wings as an eagle. I seen the way those eagles scratch their wings up. Oh, my goodness. They got some big, long wings. Beautiful wings. That comes from nurturing them and nourishing them. Teaching them how to fly so that their wings would be strong and long. Teaching them how to fly in the atmosphere where other birds can't go. That's what meditation does. God been calling so many of y'all to meditation. And y'all keep saying, I know I need to do it. Oh, Lord, forgive me. God, you know my heart. You can't manipulate God with those words. That's not going to stop God from rebuking you. I challenge each person. And when I come back on the air, because we got a lot of people on the line tonight, but when I come back on the air, I'm challenging each person to give their testimony about how they began to meditate in the presence of God, and God began to do things that they never thought that could happen in their life. Meditation unto God is like a medicine. And it's a medicine that begins to heal you from wounds that you have been carrying for years, feeling rejected, unprotected, feeling misused it and abused it, feeling like a failure. See, that's what meditation does. But when we hesitate on the things that God requires of us, we are operating in the spirit of rebellion. There's no way around it. If you're going to cut the cake, cut it straight. I'm going to say it again. If you're going to cut the cake, cut it straight. If you're going to fry the chicken, fry it right. If you're going to bake the cookies, cook them right. And if you're going to meditate, stop hesitating. The children of Israel, they had a big problem with this right here. This hesitation spirit. And we are the children of Israel. But I'm talking about the ones before us. Their hesitation caused the curses to be released in the atmosphere in their life. They went round and around and around the mountain. 40 long years. You know, had 400 years, excuse me, had them dug a hole in the ground, had them made their own hole. Sometimes we dig our own hole. Come on. Our own hole. We'll dig our own hole. That's what the spirit of hesitation does. Slothfulness. Laziness. I'll do another day. I'll do it another day. Sound like a ventriloquist. Sound just like one of those ventriloquists. I'll do it another day. I'll do it another day. God is saying to us today, if you hear my voice, if, reason why he say if, because some of y'all like to play the deaf and dumb game, or you just don't want to hear. If you hear my voice, heart, not your heart. This is what happens when people don't meditate. Their heart becomes hardened. What makes a person hardened? Sin. Rebellion. Now, there's a good rebellion and there's a bad rebellion. The good rebellion is you refuse not to seek God. That's a good rebellion. You ain't going to let nothing get in the way. That's letting the devil know what time it is. The bad rebellion is doing what you want to do, falling after Satan, because that's what happened to him. You know he lost his mind when he thought he was going to be God. He didn't get kicked to the curb. He got booted out. And then he got stripped of his anointing. What you think God going to allow him to contaminate the Holy Spirit? The devil is a whole liar. So, people of God, we are no better than each other. We all need to come before the throne of God, and we need to look at ourselves. I constantly stay on this subject because a lot of y'all cannot meditate because you still worry about sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so. Is he your husband? Is she your wife? Foolishness. The Bible said that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. But the rod of correction will drive it out. And I'm going to explain it. What God is saying is that when a child, they do foolish stuff and they think it's funny. But how many of you know that when you get that belt, it ain't so funny? But see, that's the same way with God. The rod of correction is the word of God. And it'll drive out all that foolishness, which is sin, out of our life. And the rod of correction will mature you, take you from your childish mind, and mature you to your adult mind in God. Because a lot of God's people are still foolish. And to be foolish is a sin. Because God ain't never have, never been, never will be foolish. God have never been, never have, and never will be foolish. But people try to make God look foolish because when they mess up, instead of them saying it was them, they want to try to pull God in. And I'm one of them people, God, forgive me. I'll repent in a minute. Because I don't want that thing floating in my atmosphere, contaminating my atmosphere, causing a frustration over me, because I'm too prideful to say, God, forgive me. Lord, help me. The Bible said that God is sorrow, work is what? Repentive. That means continually. Some people, they say, well, I repent. But you repent, but you don't mean it. And some of them won't even say it. Some of them mumble it out. And I said, Amy, really? Pride is a very deadly spirit. Pride is a very venomous spirit. We as people of God, we got to watch our ways. Because a lot of our ways are not like God's ways. That's why God had to correct and still correct. And he had to lay that thing out. My ways is not your ways. Look at here. That ain't me up there got you want to pop pills and want to jump off the Empire State Building. God is saying, that ain't none of me. I ain't suicidal. I ain't schizophrenic. I ain't bipolar. I ain't trying to cheat nobody out their money. I ain't into horoscopes. God is saying, I am not an astrologer. I'm not a media. I'm not a psychic. And you be hearing church folks, and I say, woo, you sure read me. It's how you know that people are not in the place of meditation with God, because meditation will bring the truth of God every time. Every time we sit in God's presence and we go in spirit and in truth, God will always speak the truth. Why would God not speak the truth to us? Why would God not rebuke us? Why would God not tell us what thus says the Lord? When you catch people always telling you good things about yourself, that person is not genuine. They're just waiting for the right time to strike you across your head and leave a couple of knots up there. So when you look in the mirror, you'll remember who it came from. It is important that we get into the things of God and stay there. Too many of y'all jumping around, and that's how the enemy got you. You're jumping from this conference. You're going to that so-called conference. You over here at this church. You over there at that church, and you're still bound. You ain't free from hating folks. You're still bitter. You got a spirit of competition, competitive spirit. Everybody wrong but you. You always right. You get mad with folks, everybody the devil. I don't hurt church folks. I was just called a hoe. I was called a hoe about 3 weeks ago from a church-going woman. But see, because I know who I am in Christ, that didn't even faze me. But I'm just trying to show y'all, people of God, that some of y'all still got that mouth on y'all. Y'all call people hoe, y'all call people fat, all types of stuff. And that is of the devil. That is the works of the flesh. And you could tell people that they've been meditating, because that is the reaction of their mind. That is what's in their spirit. What comes up out your mouth, that is what's in your spirit. What you meditate on, that is what you're going to become. So it's time for all of us to let the Lord have his way. Don't be cutting corners with the enemy, because them same corners going to get you in trouble. Them same corners. And I know from experience, and I see that Prophetess LaShonda is on the line, and amen, I know that there is a word that she want to say, amen, and because we all need to listen to God and do what God say. Sometimes I click people on according to the Spirit. Amen. We need to meditate on the Word of God. Stop hesitating on the things of God. Meditate on the Word of God. Jesus said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be what? Give it unto you. That's because you are in alignment with the things of God. This is what meditation does. I call it hibernating. Not in their sleep, snoring like a polar bear and talking about you laying before God. Yeah, I have seen that. You know where I seen it at? Because I used to do that. Oh, I'm just laying before God. With your mouth open and slop running out the corner of your mouth. You've been before God, all right. You ain't hear nothing he said, because you was too busy snowing like a polar bear, like a grizzly bear. The children had to come back there and shut the door on you. So, Prophetess LaShonda, you want to say something on tonight? Bless God, how you doing?
Praise God. Praise God. Am I on?
Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Glory. How you doing?
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm doing wonderful. I just thank God for the word. Oh, my gosh. When I say you touched where I was yesterday, meditating and the delightfulness of God. And, you know, God gave me an example. He gave me an example today when I was sitting before my word, and he said, you know, people delight when they have a T-bone steak and a potato in front of them. They are delighted to sit at the table and you know, indulge in a great meal. But when they sit before my word, can they delight in my word the way they would a T-bone steak? And that thing just did something to me, my God. Because all I could say was, Lord, help me. Father God, help us in this place that we're in, my God, to get more delighted. Because in our delight is deliverance. My God, in the meditation. And when you begin to go there, and God is calling his people to meditate on his word, my God.
Jesus.
And so this was an on-time Raymond word, woman of God.
Praise
My God.
Praise
him. He is calling his people forth to meditate. And sometimes the noise of this world gets too loud that we tune out everything we need to hear from God. And it caused our spirit to become desensitized. We can't hear
Come
from God
here.
Because we're too busy entertaining everything else.
Yes, Lord.
My God. So
God.
I bless you tonight, amen, for the awesomeness, my God, of the word, and it's pure. That's what I appreciate, my God, the pureness of the word of God. See, the word becomes clear when you learn how to digest it properly.
My God,
it
you got
to clear to the spirit, my God.
Yes.
And I say, God, I thank you for the pureness of your word, my God. So I just give honor tonight, glory to God for that word, because I'm being fed tonight on being delightful in the word of God.
My God, my God.
Glory to God.
And you
God.
Know what, Prophetess Lashonda? See, on the ministry that God gave me, see, charity must first begin at home.
Yes.
And so it all started with the spirit of meditation. And
my
so
God.
I believe that when people come online, I don't want them to feel uncomfortable. And if you're feeling uncomfortable, it's because there's an issue that you're dealing with.
My God, yes.
Yeah, sometimes we can become uncomfortable to some things that are hitting that root that we know that we're dealing with. And so all God is trying to do and all God want to do is set us free.
That's it. That's it. Sometimes we have to tell ourselves, Apostle, sit in the chair till the work is done.
Yeah.
Sit down and get the word of God. Get unrooted from stuff that we need to be unrooted from so we can flow in the anointing of God without hesitation. My God, and you know, Apostle, when you begin to say, my God, some people, how Christian, they so loose with their mouth, Christians, and it's a lot of talking, and nobody want to sit down and gain access to God no more. Everything needs
Come
to
on.
Be Okay, everything needs to just go forth out of my mouth. I say this, oh, I got time to repent. But those days are near. My God, we got to stop talking so much. Sit in the chair and get it right.
Ooh,
when
Jesus.
You hunger and thirst after God, you will say, heal me, Lord. Fix me, Lord.
Yeah.
But you don't want to sit down to receive the deliverance.
Come on here.
My God. And I remember
don't
want to
go through the process.
Yeah, it's a process. And it makes us uncomfortable. And we should be when the word is coming across out of love. When it's coming across to help us, we should sit there. I always remember in church when they say, sometimes you just got to say, ouch, but keep on going. You got to know
Amen.
When it's about you. My God, I receive it. My God, but I got to keep going forward. I got to keep growing in God.
Yes.
And God is calling
yes.
his people now to say, how long are you willing to sit and be fed and meditate on my word?
Yes, yes.
How long? But some of us have got out the chair, Apostle, too quick.
Yes, come on here.
My God. And I just begin to say, God, teach me. Because, see, anything you want bad enough, you're willing to say, screw me, Lord, until I don't understand me no more. It ain't about me.
Yes.
I need to understand where you're taking me, where you're trying to push me. My God.
Hey, God.
Sometimes we got to sit ourselves down. It's not to tear us down or to break us down, but it's to break up the roots.
You better preach up in here.
My God. I just thank him, Apostle. I thank him because when we get it at a pure level like this, there's no more questions asked. We just got to sit in a chair and let God do the work.
That's right.
Just like a barbershop. You don't get up all day done with your hair. You going to sit there till you get beautified.
You better say it.
But we can't get beautified in God because we done got up too quick. My God.
Preach, Holy Ghost.
My God. Sometimes we just got to sit in the chair, Apostle, and get this teaching so we can beautify not only on the inside first, but on the outside. God's love is dwells on the inside of us, and the outside is shown.
Come on, come on, hallelujah. Yes,
glory be to God.
Well, I know God told me you had a word in you. God said she got a word in her. Amen. See, I move by the Spirit. I don't move by how much education you got. I mean, God bless you, but don't let your education become your God. I don't care
Amen.
How well you speak.
Amen.
I don't care how big a word you speak. I don't care if you can speak a word that I can't speak. But when God speaks, that's all that matters.
Yes, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen. Prophetess, I'm telling you, that's where the people of God need to be. They need to be in that place then to be sensitive to the things of God. See, that's what meditation does. It calls you to be sensitive to the least movement of God. When God done move and you have your, the Bible, James told us to be sober, to be virginly, because the devil, your adversary, he walks around as a roaring lion. Didn't say he was a roaring lion. He's pretending to be a roaring lion. He making all of this noise because he's trying to intimidate your meditation time in God.
My God. My God.
How many of you know that when a lion roars in the forest, he intimidates all the other animals because they know that he is the king of the forest. And so that is the opposite side of that. When the devil begins to roar and he begins to make noise, not only is he mad, but because he wants to intimidate your relationship in God, he is the one that causes by his roar hesitation is released in the spirit realm because now he has distracted your meditation time.
My God, my God.
So I like the way that God gave you that revelation. When they sit down in front of that T-bone steak, you licking your lips and your tongue is all over your face.
Yes, my God, my God.
And you know, and it's just so good. You eating and you don't want to hear nobody's mouth because you got that delicious, juicy steak in your mouth.
All right. That's it, Apostle.
Okay, because I have acted like that. I'd be like, look, I'm trying to eat. Can you say your conversation until later?
Yes.
See, that's the same way it should be for God. Listen here. Call order in your house. I'm going to go before God. And let me tell you something. I take this serious, me going before God. I don't want to hear nobody's mouth.
That's it.
Matter of fact.
That's it.
Go get in your room and get on your knees. Call them children in order. Because how can you run the house of God and your children right here acting like hooligans?
My God.
Well, the Holy Spirit just hit something right there. See, I like when folks can get mad because, see, when you can get mad, you showing some type of emotion that is true. I don't get mad when people get mad about the truth because you get mad because it is the truth.
That's right.
I don't have personal issues with people. Come on now.
Amen.
So we want to keep God in the midst. Prophetess LaShonda, I praise God for you on tonight. I know my daughter is on this phone, Prophetess Chantel Coleman. Prophetess Chantel Coleman.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, daughter, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Being blessed, soaking this word up. It's so fresh.
Well, come on and give us what God done gave
you. Amen.
I know God.
Amen.
Come on here.
My God.
My God.
You really touched some things tonight. Talking about the matters of the heart.
Yes.
When it comes down to people saying that they've been in God's presence. And they really sleep. And, you know,
and,
you know if
they
sit in the presence of the Lord because
the Lord
they should show some
signs. And
yes.
They should be bearing
Amen.
Some fruit.
Yes.
And so when you got people cussing and raising the hell on the east side
and
the south side and staring up Christ, we know that they have been in the presence of the Lord. They've been meditating somewhere else.
You better say it.
And so, you know, we got to really examine ourselves and ask ourselves, who are we fooling? Because being
yes.
in God's presence is going to come out with strength, wisdom, and power. You're going to be bearing all the fruits of the Spirit.
Come on here.
And I'm going to be looking at you sideways and wondering. When you come,
come
out
on.
Saying you've been in the Spirit and you can't even control your tongue.
Oh, my God.
Because self-control is one of those fruits.
Yes.
And so when you see people that, I mean, you know, they don't even know how to act. They can't even, some people when they get upset, you can't even talk to them.
That's
you know,
true.
And they spend hours and nights making this appointment fail. And
yes.
you've been meditating, you know the word of God. The word of God says hide the word in your heart so that you won't
fail.
Come on here.
So when we full of God's Spirit by meditating
by
His
meditating
Word,
then we are able
to put all the garment of praise,
Spirit of heaven.
Come on here.
And things just won't get to us the way they did before we entered, you know, into God, before we gave our life to God. So we can't, you know, we can't be lukewarm. The Bible tells us He would rather for us to be hot or cold.
All right, He said that.
So we have to make it up in our mind.
Yes.
Which one we gonna be? Because you know the flesh and the spirit goes against one another. One of them got to be against, and the Spirit of God would not subject. Instead,
yes,
it'll leave you, and you don't want the Lord's presence to leave you.
Oh no, you don't.
Ooh, my
God.
Because in the flesh dwells
no good thing.
Yes.
And you know, we got so many
people
that they saying they living for God and they working for God. And it's just his anointing that destroys the yoke. So if I'm working in my flesh, I'm not getting nothing done for God.
That's right.
I can't heal nobody.
Yes, yes.
Because I ain't died on no cross. I didn't get this anointing out of no crackerjack box.
Amen.
It took some time, my God. You know,
Amen.
I had to overcome some things.
Yes.
Yes,
Me
but you
too.
Know, we have to get
you
into
know,
a place where we can, like you said, the TV, everything looks like a distraction. We got to cut it off.
Move.
Shut it down.
Especially when we're being distracted and can't get nothing done. And when you said, hesitation leads to devastation,
I said, my God.
Amen.
They're reminding me of myself and things that I plan to do. And you know,
yes.
the enemy, he's so tricky. The enemy is very suggestive.
Yes, yes.
And so we got to be steps ahead of the enemy.
Amen.
I mean, the enemy, he's so busy. I didn't start it to the point where I told sticky notes somewhere around my house with praises on there. And prayer,
yes.
too. Because the enemy,
Amen.
You know, you got to be steps ahead of him.
That's right.
And if we forget, and if we don't order our, if we don't set our day, if we got that power, you know, the word of God is really what leads us to all truth.
Come on here.
And so we, you know, we getting up and we meditate on the word of God, Mom, and if we in his presence, like he said, like he say we do, then we will be making effort and not excuses.
All right. You better preach.
So I just bless God for tonight. I feel a challenge. If anybody on this line
yes.
feels challenged tonight to get in the presence of God, not speak a Pastor Delilah or
that's right.
another preacher or prophet, but speak
yes.
God.
Yes.
Not speak
I think
the
you
creation,
need to say that again.
Speak the Creator.
Yes, you can say that again.
So this right here should challenge us all, you guys, to just get in the presence of God and not seek Apostle Delilah, not seek another pastor, another prophet, but to seek God.
Yes.
We cannot. I mean, we're just vessels. That's it. But if God don't
yes.
want us, we empty.
You better talk.
We ain't got nothing to give. I'm just being honest. We human.
Come on here.
What we're called to do, the Bible says go out and make disciples. And we not
yes.
going to make babies, y'all. And so, you know,
come
I wanna, like you said, Mom, we want to run up with some people who got all these good things to say about it. Because
yes.
they're waiting on the stand that they didn't pump you on this channel, so they can't wait to pump you down.
Come on now.
And so we really have to get into a place where we're just teachable, not a place where we just want to copy.
Preach.
But we have to lay before God. We have to get saturated with his spirit.
Yes.
And then go out and teach what we've been taught to someone else. And that's how we'll take back the kingdom of God. That's how we'll take our families back. That's how we'll take back the things of God. And prepare
yes.
the people for the coming of the Lord. Because surely that's what,
yes.
it's about.
Amen.
The things we're doing here on this earth is training ground. This is training ground.
Yes, it is.
So this shouldn't be nothing for no prize and no trophy.
Amen.
This is just the beginning, y'all.
Yes, it is.
God bless God. I'm challenged tonight. I won't be surprised if I shut everything down. My God.
God, how about she? Amen.
Jesus.
And I want y'all to know people. Yes. So this is a challenge. This is a Holy Ghost challenge. Prophet Chantel, she was speaking from the heart of God. Don't seek out me, Apostle Delilah. Don't seek out any other prophecy. That's the problem with the saints. They have become lazy and complacent. Get into God's presence for yourself. Don't call your prayer partner. God is calling us to this challenge. Will we answer it correctly, or will we hesitate? And when God sends out a challenge to us, it is because he loves us, and he wants what's best for us. But we got to want it just as bad as he desires it for us. I thank God for everybody being online tonight. I tell you, I believe in letting God have his way. There is only one God. He is Alpha and he is Omega. He is the beginning and he is the ending. Ain't no in between. And I believe in letting the Lord have his way and let people speak what God has given them. See, that's another problem that would cause a hesitation in the atmosphere. Those people be before God and they've been meditating before God, and God done spoke a word to the leader of the house for them to release, and then they want to be all up in the way. So I'm not going to operate like that. See, when you have that time with God, you will know when God has put a word in somebody, because the Holy Spirit will verify it with you. Now, some of y'all don't have a word from God because you ain't been doing what you're supposed to do. And you can't be playing hating on the ones that's been before God, because some of the people of God, y'all do that. Y'all start getting all jealous and stuff and start acting like Judas and Cain and Haman. So I want all of y'all to know tonight, I do love y'all in the name of Jesus. And I will tell you what thus says the Lord. Every time God calls me to cry out loud and spare not, I will lift up my voice like a prophetic trumpet. And I will show the people their sins. As God will show me my sins, he will show you your sins also. If you would like to sow a seed into End Times Deliverance Ministry, Chantel, post this on Facebook for me, for your mama, please. You can go to www.paypal.com, put in my email, Delilah, D-E-L-I-L-A-H, 474@yahoo.com. That's www.paypal.com, Delilah, 474@yahoo.com. Tonight I'll be praying for the spirit of anger.
90 seconds.
Concerning the people of God. There's an ungodly anger in a couple of people's lives on this phone. There are some people on this phone that have been relieved, but they're still dealing with stuff behind closed doors. And you think nobody know about it, but I want you to know I see it in the Holy Spirit. There are some things that you need to release in order for God to do what he needs to do in your life. It is not time for you to be making up excuses, because this very thing that you hesitate on can be the very thing that turns around and kill you. So I'm speaking prophetically to your soul and to your spirit. I want you to know that you are loved. And you are cared for. This is Apostle Gamma with End Times Deliverance Ministry, moving forward and ready to take on my challenge in the power of the Holy Ghost, ready to give birth, ready to cut the biblical cord. You all be blessed, and remember, if you meditate, you will manifest. May God bless you all. I love you all. And remember, there is no respect to person in Christ Jesus. May God bless y'all. Have a good night.
How many of you know that the anointing destroys the